The Park Fire keeps growing in Northern California, about 150 miles northeast of San Francisco. It's covering more than 350,000 acres and is forcing evacuation orders in several counties. At the farmers market in the city of Chico, community members are working to support those affected. Catherine Monahan of member station KQED reports.
Here, please take this.
Scott Steenson gives free coffee to a fellow evacuee. He roasted it at his home in Forest Ranch, a small community now threatened by the park fire. Another vendor, knowing that Steenson's home and business might already be gone, sends their kids over with some cheesecake.
Thank you so much, you two. You guys are awesome. All right, you guys be good for your mommy, okay?
Okay, that's birthday cake and that's raspberry. We are ready.
Many people around here have been through this before. Steenson started his coffee business after losing everything in the 2018 campfire, which destroyed the nearby town of Paradise and killed 85 people.
Once I saw that cloud, you know, right off of my doorstep, I was like, eh, you know what? I've seen this one before and it didn't end well. So maybe this time is a good time to get going.
What Steenson saw were towering smoke columns pushed up by the park fire's extreme heat, blooming into the upper atmosphere in cauliflower shapes. This is the same phenomenon that forms over erupting volcanoes. Rick Carhart, spokesperson for CAL FIRE, says that's part of what is making this blaze so difficult to fight.
That is a pyrocumulus cloud, which is basically it's the fire creating its own weather. Firefighters are pretty well versed in the typical things that happen with a typical fire, and they can prepare for that. When the fire is creating its own weather, it's all unpredictable.
Thousands of personnel are fighting the park fire around the clock. Still, it has already burned well over 100 structures, many of them in the small rural community of Cohasset, where Larry Jansen had his home and bakery. He's selling the last of his bread here at the farmer's market.
Our place is gone, burned, gone, totally gone. And our whole area burned up.
Jansen says he has no idea what comes next.
We're staying with friends. Friends are taking care of us for right now, yeah. I think we made it out an hour before the fire went over the road and closed the way out.
Firefighters are working to keep the blaze from destroying more homes as it moves north through dry, rugged country. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Monahan in Chico, California.